Listen on Demand, brought to you by 680 News.
Billy, definite honor, man, because I've never ever had a chance to interview over the phone, in person. I've been doing interviewing for, 22, 23 years. I've never had a chance to do this, man. So when I heard this was going to happen, thrilled. Huge fan of yours, man.
Yeah, man, thank you.
Huge fan of yours. I guess really when you go into this whole thing, when you look back at your career, do you consider yourself a survivor in this business? Because, man, you've had the ups and the downs, but somehow, some way, you've always kept positive, and you've always kept doing what you wanted to do, which was be a performer and be part of music.
You know, I do what I do because I love it. You know, I love making music. The music is really my passion. It's also my therapy. You know, I write about what I'm living and living what I'm writing about. And, I think there's a great power in a song. I've always felt like that the music was a part of my purpose. And I still love, I love what I'm doing. I loved recording this album, Changed My Mind. I'm looking really forward to 2013 and putting a complete world tour behind it and going to a lot of places that I've been to throughout the years, and seeing a lot of fans. A lot of the fans have, now been around some for 20 years, And, for a guy like me, a kid from Flatwoods, Kentucky, to still be in the business, to be able to talk about dreams and passion and love of music, that's a real honor for me. I feel good about that. Somewhere along the lines, I branched out into acting, and Toronto, Canada was a huge part of that. My first series, Doc, was filmed in Toronto, Canada. We did 88 episodes, 4 years. Some of the most emotional years of my life. I was here on the morning of 9/11. Coincidentally, we were taping the day one of first day of season two. The episode was titled "Some Gave All." "Some Gave All," you may know, is the title of my first album. "Some Gave All" is a song I wrote about a Vietnam veteran I met back in 1989. So I have a history with this town, an emotional history, and this town has been really good to me. All of Canada. I love Canada. I love being here. I got my first gold record in Canada, as a matter of fact. Now, before I ever got one in the States, I was given a gold record at a bowling alley in Calgary called the Silver Dollar, and that was the first time I ever seen a gold record.
That's true roots, when you can get something like that. But the name of the album, Changed My Mind, yeah. and the single, there's got to be some real significance behind this when you put this for an album, especially when people have looked at your career and the things that you have gone through.
For me, it's the album itself, and in particular Changed My Mind, I wanted to be a body of work that encompassed everything that I am musically and as a person and as a singer-songwriter. My roots go back from, the bluegrass of eastern Kentucky and Bill Monroe and Earl Scruggs to, the outlaw country of Waylon Jennings and Willie Nelson, Johnny Cash, Merle Haggard, to southern rock of the Allman Brothers and Marshall Tucker, Charlie Daniels, Lynyrd Skynyrd. And then, certainly in this album, Changed My Mind, you'll get a taste that I obviously listen to a lot of Pink Floyd and Led Zeppelin. And all of those influences are part of this album. The song, Changed My Mind in particular, has a little bit of all of those things in that 3 minute and 26 second song. And it was just one of those things that felt like the music and organically where it was coming from, the roots of it, from inside of this old man. That's who I am.
I want to get into that because as we were talking about before we started this interview, I saw your performance on CTV. And honest to God, man, I've seen you perform before. That was probably the most rootsy, bluegrass country I have ever seen you perform because it was almost as if you dug into your soul and you said, let's do it. And everything came out in that one performance, man.
Well, thank you very much. That makes me smile. I guess you can tell. Thank you for saying that. There's something about that song changed my mind. Number one, it's just really fun to play. Mm-hmm. And the lyrics, you know, I'm a simple guy. I'm a simple songwriter. I write simple lyrics. I write my songs when I'm dealing with stuff, so I don't ever rock. There's not a lot of pre-thought that goes into saying, okay, today I'm going to paint the Mona Lisa. Like, I'll never do that because I don't really have any desire to do that. I'm just an old boy from Kentucky that loves a lot of different styles of music, and the lyrics that I write, they just come from somewhere. I point up there. I don't know where they come from, but when I'm dealing at moments of inspiration and desperation colliding, I hear the words, and I just sing the melodies that I hear the words come. In the old days, like when I wrote Some Gave All, Where Am I Gonna Live, She's Not Crying Anymore, I had to carry around a device similar to yours, and mine was a bit considerably more primitive. But my songs would come so fast, and I'd hit record, and I'd just sing them. I'd usually be driving. But nowadays, I got a little BlackBerry or whatever, and so when a song comes to me, I just hit record, and everything's right there. I wrote the most of this album came to me at moments of dealing with stuff, and I had that BlackBerry, and I sang most of them. You know, if I didn't have a guitar in the room, I'd just sing the music that I heard in my head, and then when I get my guitar in my hand, then I play whatever I heard. There's been times throughout my career where I didn't have a device and I heard songs and didn't have anything to record them on. And then once that moment goes by, I can never rethink of it.
Is this also a type of album that, and I want to make sure I'm saying this right, that is reminding people who you are? Because some people still see you as the guy who we knew way back when with the hair. Some people still see you as the dad of a famous pop star. But bottom line is, as we keep saying over and over again, Kentucky, your roots. Is this another way of reminding people who you are and what music is for you?
Well, I'll be honest, I'm not for sure how much it was intended to remind other people, even more so than it was a moment of reminding myself who I am, where I come from, what I'm about, what I'm living, and what I found out is I'm just a singer-songwriter that writes songs about life, and I put them together in my own artistic formula, if you will. It's not really anything too scientific, more than just a guitar and a melody and some words that come from the heart.
Are you ready, though, to reveal a little bit more? I'm waiting for the book. I'm waiting for the movie on your life, man. It's got to happen sooner or later because you tell me people aren't clamoring over at you going, knock, knock, when is this going to happen?
Well, you know, I'm writing a book. I've been writing it all year. It is. My autobiography is going to be out next year on Amazon. It's scheduled right now for the first week of April, but I might have to set it back just a little bit. I started writing it in January of this year, and then I was like 2 months into writing the book and everything just came together on this album. I had the right musicians around me and I had the right producer I wanted to work with, and so I called time out on the book and started recording this album, and I just kind of had to remind, you know, some of the people around me in my camp that, hey, you got to remember that the book, you know, is about the music, not the music about the book. And so right now I'm living this music and I want to record it because there's no way I could write the final chapter without making this album first, because that's what my story of my life is about, the music. And so I spent the next 5-6 months making this record, and then I just got back into finishing up the book. But fortunately, yet unfortunately, I'm still not going to be able to finish, because I start on Broadway on November the 5th. Yeah, I know. And I go into rehearsal October 22nd, which What's is like Chicago.
Oh, great.
Yeah, I play Billy Flynn. And yeah, it's crazy for me to, and that's going to be good for me as an actor. That's one of the reasons I wanted to do it was, and then also it's a bit of, I'm always hungry to learn new things and to, I like to do things that scare me. And quite frankly, going on Broadway and pretending I'm a lawyer, that sounds pretty crazy. So I'm nervous about it, but yet at the same time, I feel pretty, you know, I'm excited about it too. I was looking for a way to celebrate 20 years of still being in this business, you know, and still, what am I going to do for this 20-year anniversary, knowing that 2013 I'm going to do the world tour. And I was just looking for a way, and, you know, of what will I do to say, you know, thank you to the fans. Something different that I've not done, and this opportunity came up for Chicago. So I've been studying diligently and preparing for that. Got the new album coming out. I finished a movie last week called Still the King. I can't reveal a whole lot about it, but it's probably the craziest thing I've ever done in my life. I play this preacher that's part preacher, part Elvis impersonator, and he has some serious issues. He's got some problems, and his name's Vernon Brown, but everybody calls him Vernon. And so I've been going through, you know, a really busy time period, but I'm loving it creatively. I love where this record's coming from. I'm excited about Chicago. I'm excited about the world tour. Really excited that a lot of the video outlets around the world and radio around the world is playing Change My Mind, and it's getting off to a good start. So we'll see how the 2013 tour lines up and where we go from here. But I'm excited and still glad to be here.
And I'm so happy for you, my friend. Thank you so much for this interview.
Hey, thank you. You're a real gentleman.